This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, a solar-powered plane is expected to take off from Arizona in the second leg of a cross-country tour. As KJZZ's Steve Shadley reports, the solar impulse is not about speed, it's kind of pokey, but about long distances powered by the sun.
The solar impulse is the brainchild of two private investors from Switzerland. Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg are flying their own aircraft coast to coast. With temperatures above 100 degrees at the Phoenix airport, the plane is parked inside a huge air-conditioned tent. The plane only travels about 58 miles an hour, but Piccard says he's happy with that.
The goal is not to arrive as soon as possible, because what is interesting with solar impulse is not the speed, it's the duration.
The one-seat plane is powered by four electric propellers. The pilot wears a parka to stay warm and an oxygen mask to breathe 30,000 feet up. It uses 12,000 solar cells made of material as thin as a human hair, and the airplane only weighs about as much as a Prius. The solar panels cover the top of the plane's really long wings. They're as wide as the wingspan of a 747.
You can theoretically stay airborne forever, because during the day, the sun is enough to run four electrical engines and to load the batteries, so you can continue to fly at night.
Will solar impulse change the course of aviation history? John McDonnell, founder of the Arizona solar tech company Sun Renew, says someday you might see hybrid planes that use gas and solar.
We could start incorporating this technology into commercial airlines. Now, it'll never get to run a jet by itself. However, it will reduce the carbon footprint of flights.
The inventors of solar impulse acknowledge planes powered by the sun won't take over the aviation industry. They just want to get consumers excited about going green.
What we're doing is an investment to encourage other people to use the same technologies than us in order to reduce their energy consumption for their house or for their cars.
The plane's been parked longer than expected in Phoenix because the crew wants to dodge tornadoes in Texas, its next stop. It's scheduled to complete its cross-country flight next month in New York. In Phoenix, I'm Steve Shadley for Marketplace.